Okay, so we are up to the Gemara on Chof Tessim and Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth line from the end of the narrow lines. Last word on the line. Who Gavra, there was a person, the Shadal of Yisrael of the Vissel. He sent to get to his wife. Amar Shliach, O Yadanaway. So the Shliach said to the husband, listen, O Yadanaway, I have no idea who your wife is. I'm going to that country, but I have no idea who your wife is. How am I going to give her again? I don't know her. Amalai, he said to him, you know what? Zu Yavel Abba Bar Miyumi. Go give it to Abba Bar Miyumi. I guess he was the rabbi there. The Yu Yadullah, he knows her. The Lays of Alay Shanala, and he'll go and give it to her. So he appointed a Shliach. He wanted the Shliach to go do the get, but the Shliach said, I don't know her. I'm sorry. That was a double thing. It was on top of Svarim, number one. Number two was actually used special, so it's okay. And he said, fine, so give it to Abba Ben Miyumi. He'll take care of it. Also, Abba Ben Miyumi came to town. Abba Ben Miyumi was not findable. He was somewhere else. So here he is. He has the get. He doesn't know the lady. But he was told to give it to Abba Ben Miyumi. He found those three people, Rabbi Vol, Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, the Yosef Rabbi Safra Gabayu. And Rabbi Safra was there, so there were four, Mazel Tov. The Yosef Rabbi Safra Gabayu, and Rabbi Safra was with them. Amrulay, they said to him, Mesor Miloch Kamei Didan, why don't you give over your words in front of us? Tell us b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. D'chiyetzi Abba Bar Miyumi nesvinulei v'leisim alisvinulah. So if Abba Bar Miyumi comes, we'll give it to him, and he'll give it to her. Give it to us, right? Give it to us, and you know, say, I'm sorry, say b'fanai nechtam, and we'll make him a shliach b'ef. Amulur of Safra. So if Safra said, "Vashliach shleinit legerishin hu," this can't work. See, a shliach who has the ability to divorce can make an other shliach to carry out the divorce. The bottom line here is, he didn't appoint this guy to divorce his wife. The guy said, "I don't know her." So he said, "So far, so you again. Let's give the Gemara a chance." But he told, at the end of the day, he appointed him as a shliach to take it to Abba Bar Miyumi. That's all he appointed him to. He did not appoint him as a shliach to do with his wife. The guy said, I don't know her. So he said, it's fine. So you're not a shliach to give it to my wife. Be a shliach to take it to Abba Bar Miyumi. That's all his shlichus was. And the main that's called a shliach shleinit legerishin. And a shliach shleinit legerishin, right, cannot give it over to somebody else. Because if he has the get, he can proceed to give over his shlichus. His shlichus was to give it to Abba Bar Miyumi. That's not transferable. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's not transferable. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Lo yadana le eni makira. Masar milach kaman. Amar divesh l'chuscha b'fadeinu. Say what you have to say in front of us. V'sem lanu agat. V'amar b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. V'anu nimsar nulai. V'yesh lich b'ethet. And we'll give it to him. The halacha that you can make a shliach bezin is based on the fact that you can make a shliach to continue the giving of the get. But since you don't have the power to give the get, all you have is the power to give it to Abba Bar Miyumi. There's no halakha that you can appoint somebody else to give it to Abba Bar Miyumi. You can give, the power of giving a get is, I'm sorry, the test will not be ready in the Major Shem till Sunday. I feel bad, but that's just life. I overslept an hour today, and therefore, whatever gets done on Friday morning didn't get done. What? No, it has nothing to do with you. I went to sleep. I just overslept. It happened. I had a lot to do and it didn't get done. one of them was writing the test. Anyway, so a shliach that has the power to divorce can make somebody else the power to divorce, and he can make Bethan, give it to Bethan, and Bethan can continue the power of divorce. But if a shliach only has the power to give a dime of Amiyumi, that's all he can do. He's no right to give it to anybody else to give a dime of Amiyumi. Now, I'm not sure of the source of that. What does Art School say the source of that is?
What if he would have been there?
Then he would have given a dime of Amiyumi.
Well, what does he do?
Here, the guy asked me to give it to you.
Yes. Who says funny enough that then?
In front of Bethan. Then he can do it in front of Bethan, I guess.
Rabbi?
Hold just 1 second. Yes, what does our school say? Nothing? Doesn't explain the Shliach Lagerishin at all?
Just like you're saying.
I'll
never authorize the to deliver the gas. He says, don't authorize to find someone else.
Sorry, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, somebody asked a question on the phone.
Yes. What if the husband said to the Shliach, if you can't find Rabbi Abriyumi, you can give it to a Beis Din? Would that...
then it would have been okay.
Then it would have been okay.
Right.
Okie dokie.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Shliach is a power. The Torah says a person can empower a shliach.
I understand.
A shliach has a power to appoint a shliach. But that's to do only the delivery of the get that he could do. But if he has no power to deliver the get, all he has is the power to give it to Abba Bamiyumi, for that he can't appoint a shliach. That's what the Gemara is saying. I said, I don't know, that's what I said before, I'm not sure of the reason.
Can we just step out? What? So you should know who he is. So you go to Tanya, find a shliach, she shows you your passport, she shows the passport. Why can't he give it to the woman, even if he doesn't know who she is?
Again, imagine arriving in Brooklyn, New York, and not knowing who the woman is and trying to find her.
She didn't have addresses.
Please tell me, like, exactly how the guy is supposed to go about it.
Jewish world is a small world. That's why we take
a look at it.
But understand something. This is worse than UPS?
Nothing's worse.
Is this worse than FedEx?
Okay. I don't know. Can somebody reach that up?
Of course. Of course. At least this you can do. Give me a test. This is just...
Bait. Sorry, Bait. Watch this step.
Why is this worse than UPS, FedEx?
Bay is getting all the way to the end, right there.
Why is this worse?
UPS is not a shliach. I mean, yeah, but if you would have found Abba Bamiyumi, it would have been this UPS. They didn't find Abba Bamiyumi. They're appointing a shliach to give a get when they're appointing a Beth, right? Again, if I understood this clearly, I wouldn't have trouble explaining it. I said when I walked in, I'm not sure what the Suar is. Let's see what he says over here. Chavav. So the Mitzvah asked an Eskasha, why can't you appoint another person to give it to Abba Bamiyumi? Just like you can appoint another person to give the get, why can't you appoint another person to give a type of Bamiyumi? So Taisus Harash answers that the Gzeres HaKasav that a shliach make a shliach is only done by somebody who has the power to give the get. Since this guy doesn't have the power to give a get, there's no halacha that he can appoint another shliach in his stead. That's what the Taisus Harash says, and the Ritva says he doesn't understand why. Why can't he appoint another shliach to tell Abba Bamiyumi? So the Ritva answers that the halacha b'fana nechtam is only if he is a shliach to be megarish. But since he's not a shliach to be megarish, even if he would have found Abba Bamiyumi, he wouldn't have been able to do it. Because the halacha b'fana nechtam is only said by the shliach who can do the divorce. That's what thing.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
Rabbi Margaretin? Was this in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel?
This is in Bavel.
Oh.
Okay, again, I'll try to explain it again. I'll try now that I saw these Mefarshim, which I saw before, but I didn't remember. Again, the Gemara said he asked him to go give his wife a get. The guy said, I don't know her. So he said, fine, so don't give my wife the get. Take it to Abba Bamiyumi.
You can say donkey.
Again, that's the Gemara's going to deal with. He said, for our purposes' sake is, he told him, take it to Abba Bamiyumi. So he didn't become a shliach to deliver the get. He's now a shliach to give it to Abba Bamiyumi. The Gemara says that does not empower him to give it to anybody else to give to Abba Bamiyumi. Question is why? Question is why? So I guess the easiest svara to say is the Chasam Sofer, who says this is mealy. This is mealy because he's appointing, right, to give it to Abba Bamiyumi, that was his shlichus, right? Give it to Abba Bamiyumi. But here he's appointing somebody to give to Abba Bamiyumi, that's considered like giving words. I'm not giving the power of Gerushin. I don't have the power of Gerushin. I'm saying that please appoint Abba Bamiyumi for me. I'm appointed to appoint Abba Bamiyumi, and I'm transferring that to a second power. It's like Mealy. Remember we said before, you can't give Mealy, you can't say right, then say somebody else right, because you can't say Mealy, that's a Mealy.
But here's a get in the hand.
Right, but he's not a shliach for Gerushin, so the get in the hand doesn't make a difference.
But
that's what he's saying.
The get in the hand, that was the difference between Mealy and not Mealy.
I understand. That's the problem. Again, that's why each explanation has its problem. Again, that's the Chasam Sofer's way of understanding it. If you don't want to agree with the Chasam Sofer because he has a get in his hand, which I understand, right? So you have a problem here. So you can learn, like the Tosfos of Rashi says, that the Gzeres HaKasav that says you can appoint the second Shliach is limited to a case of when you are the ability to give the get, and here you don't have it. So all you can do is give a tab of him, you have no more power. That's how the Tosfos of Rashi learns. Gzeres HaKasav. That the Gzeres HaKasav that allows one Shliach to appoint the second Shliach is limited to a case when he has the get, power of get. But he doesn't have the power to give the get. He no longer has the power to appoint anybody else either.
But he put it in
Abba Bamiyumi's
house?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. He's not there. I don't know.
So the Baal said, okay, give it to Abba Bamiyumi,
right? Right.
Now, what happened if, let's say, he buys the
lady? At this point, he has no right to give it to the lady. That's what Dr. Harris has been talking about
the last 10 minutes. What I'm saying is, the Baal is not the bot of him.
Again. So repeat, I'm happy you're repeating Dr. Harris's story he said in the last 10 minutes three times or two times. And I asked him to please hold on. And you're repeating it. I'm happy.
Yeah,
Baruch Hashem, you're mechavan to Rav Moshe Harris.
Nobody even worth it. The story started that way. He wanted to give it. Originally, he wanted to.
Again, this is the Gemara's discussion. We haven't gotten that far yet. That's why I asked Dr. Harris to hold on, too. I'm a Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said, that's what Rav Safra said. Ichsifu, they got embarrassed. Amar Rava, Kepchinu Rav Safra L'tlas Rabbanos Muchi. Isn't it amazing? Rav Safra slugged up. Kepchinu means he cut their legs off. Meaning he basically knocked them out. To three Rabbanim, who had smicha. These were three Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Avo, Rav Chida Bar Papa, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. In Babel, they didn't have smicha, because only in Eretz Yisrael do they give smicha. And this is not our smicha. This is the smicha of person from Moshe Rabbeinu that they still had in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Safra, who didn't have smicha, slugged up three people that had smicha. Rav is making an observation years and years later. This was the story, and Rav made an observation. Wow, Rav Safra slugged up three people with smicha. Amar Ravashi. Now Ravashi never saw Rav. Yom Shemesh Rav, Neil Ravashi. So Rav Ashi and Rava never met in this world. So Rav Ashi later on said, I don't understand, but my Bukhinu, I don't think he slugged them up. He didn't mean to say you can't give it to my wife. He meant to say, if you can't give it to my wife, give it to Abba Bamiyumi. But if you find my wife, of course I want you to divorce my wife. So they understood, Rav Safra and the three who got embarrassed, and Rava, that by saying, fine, give it to Abba Bamiyumi, he was revoking his right to do the get. And Rav Ashi is saying, that's not what happened. The whole thing is a mistake. He had every right to give the get. He had every right to appoint Bezin to give it to Abraham Amiyumi. And therefore, I don't get it. So here we have things that happened over generations. The story happened in Eretz Yisrael with three Rabbanim and Rav Safra. Rav Safra had a tight on them, and they got embarrassed, which means they withdrew their psak. Rav expresses an amazement how Rav Safra was able to slug up three Rabbanim with smicha. And Rav Ashi says, I just don't get the whole thing.
Can you make two shliach to do the same job?
Either one? Yeah, but chayv you could. Chayv you could. Rashi. Zog to Rashi, kabchinu kata ragleim. Shlo yimtzu ragleim udivreim. They have no basis. Cut off their basis. Cut off their, what they build on. My kabchusa. Zog to Rashi, I'm laying the tshuva. I don't see the kasha. Di mi yamer lebal abba ba meyumi yer geshenu v'lo yata? Did he revoke his right? Yeah, but you had the law. If he would have known her, I'd say, well, tchilu l'gasha. Lashin kipuach means shemekatsre momata. You shorten it. Cut off a guy's feet, you shorten him from the bottom. Cutting something off from the bottom is called kipuach. So if a guy builds a halacha on a svara and you cut that svara off, you basically cut off his basis. That's cutting him off from his bottom, so to speak. So think about it. That's one version of the story. And again, I'm pointing out that this version evolved. Rava wasn't there. Rav Ashi wasn't there with Rava. Because Rav Ashi and Rava never met. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Yom Shemesh Rava Nail Rav Ashi. So the Gemara, Ikka Da'ami Amar Rava Kepchinu Rabban Rav Safu L'Trasu Rabban Smuchi B'Tu'usa. That Rava said, he's the one that said it's a mistake. I don't get it. How could Rav Safu have slugged them up? It was a mistake. He didn't say you can't give the guest. Amar Rav Ashi Mai Tu'usa. What's the mistake? I understand Rav Safu. My Carmelo, Abba Baba Yumi, Veloyat. He's telling him Abba Baba Yumi, he's revoking his right. So, according to this version, it's Rava who expresses amazement that Rav Safra was believed, was accepted. He just doesn't get it. Rav Ashi says, I get it. They switch roles. Right? In the first version, Rava is the one that says, wow, Rav Safra knocked him out. And Rav Ashi says, no, he didn't. And the second version, Rava says, I don't get what happened there. Rav Safra's time is not a time there. Rav Ashi says, yes, it is. So, it's a question of who said what. Rav Ashi, Ikadami, the Rav Amar Shein, the Tshuva, Lebatas, Kipchim, that it wasn't a good answer, it was a mistake. Rav Ashi, my Tusa, Shafra Kipchinu. My Kamer Leba, what was he saying? Abba Bami Yumi, Yishan of Leata, Maha Shein, Kamakira. Since you don't know her, who Yeh, Shliach Miata, Malavat? Belishna Kama, Yosina, Mi Amar Le? Did he say it? Rav Ashi is expressing amazement. Isn't he a shliach also? This is what he's telling him. So going to the second lashon, Rav Ashi is vindicating Rav Safra. Going to the first lashon, he's questioning Rav Safra. Just a question of who said what. Zaktik Maivaita. Ahu Gavra. The Shadal Agitil L'Divisu. There's a man that sent to get to his wife. Amalei l'shliach, he said to the shliach, "Leitais mina halo atlas yaiman. Please don't give it to her for 30 days. Meaning, I'm giving you the get, do not deliver it till 30 days. Isnes begai klas yaiman. Something happened in the middle of the 30 days that the guy could not continue to go to the ladies to wait for 30 days. He couldn't wait.
He was not going to be able to do it after
30 days.
What
was the sign on the get saying? The date he wrote it.
He wrote it?
Yeah.
What's the call?
When he gives it. Well, you send the get Mdina
Sayyam.
What's the date say?
But isn't that, no problem to
occur
from that?
Again, every get that's sent with Shlichus is going to have the date that's predated. It's going to have a date that's early. I don't mean pre-date, I mean it's an early date.
Yeah, I mean,
is
that
going to
be a problem?
Every get that's at Mishlichus.
I'm not
I'm just asking a question. Is there going to be a problem?
The Gemara asked this question. I'm glad you asked the question that we had, that we learned on Daskut Chesem and Aleph. I'm glad you were mechavim to the Gemara that we had, where the Gemara said, every get is set memdina sayam. And the Gemara said, hani kalis lahu.
Thank you for that.
Is
the Gemara's question as good as
Rikiv Egan's question? I'm just pointing out it was the Gemara we had. Anyway, so he went to Bezin. Asa l'kame to Rabba. He came to Rabba and said, what do? I'm a Rabba. Chol time in my mission honest. Why can a sick person appoint a second shliach if he can't go further? Hainami honestu. You're also a kananus. So therefore, Amalei, Messiah, Messiah, Miloch kamedi done. Tell us, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. The labasit, l'asay yayim, m'shavin shliach v'yav l'nahalo. After 30 days, we'll appoint the shliach to go on. You're a shliach that was supposed to divorce her. You're supposed to wait 30 days. You can't. You have some overriding, pressing issue that you can't. So as a chola, you can appoint a second shliach in front of Bezin, right? So give us the get. Say before the nechtem, and we'll take care of business.
Is it after 30 days
now? No. If it were up to 30 days, he could give it a get.
What was the
And a shliach shlein nitin legerushin cannot appoint a second shliach. You yourself, Rabbi Safra, said that the shliach shlein nitin legerushin, and here he has no right for 30 days. For 30 days, he's a shliach shlein nitin
legerushin.
Well, the big difference. You know, it's amazing how the Gemara can think of all these differences also. Amalahu, even the labasa, klasin yayma, must be garish, the shliach shlein nitin legerushin. It's a totally different case. He has the power to divorce. It's just limited by time. That's not called the shliach shlein nitin legerushin. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Itzna shliach b'gray klasin shloyuchal le'lachach shloyshim, you won't be able to go up to 30. Shliach shlein nitin legerushin b'tar shloyshim. Period. Frank the Gemara. The lechesh shema pious. Let us be afraid. Let us be afraid that maybe during the 30 days, this guy spent time with his wife. They made up. And if they made up, it's a question of get yashan. How can we allow the get to be given after 30 days, by the fact that he knows that for 30 days his wife is not divorced? Now, this is not Mamdina Sayam, that he asked that he's not going to bother traveling because the shliach probably gets there before him. This is obviously within this neighborhood, within this city. And he said to the shliach, you'll give it to my wife in 30 days. How do we know what happened during those 30 days? How can we allow this get to be given, period? Mi loitnan, didn't we learn that the akshim would bust him become a yud beis chaydish? There's a Mishnah. A guy, we're going to have this Mishnah later on. A guy says to his wife that if he doesn't show up in the next 12 months, it's a get retroactively. I'm giving you the get now. If I don't show up, the guy said, in the next 12 months. Not that the get will kick in 12 months. The get will kick in retroactively if he doesn't show up in 12 months. That's the halacha. Umeis betayach yud beis chaydish. And then the husband died. Now the question is, does she need yibum? The husband had no, there were no children. The husband had no children. He died, there would be yibum. If she's divorced, she doesn't need yibum. He died before 12 months. But the get's not kicking in after 12 months, because if the get were kicking in after 12 months, dead people can't divorce. The get's kicking in retroactively. He doesn't show up at the end of the year. It's retroactively a divorce. That means he was divorced from the day he left, which means the divorce preceded his death. Zok the Mishnah is a get. So the Mishnah says that's a get. It's a get retroactive immediately.
When he
does. When he does. Well, we. That's a good question. Pashtus, but he dies. He's not coming back to the end of the year. It's a big shaila. You have to wait to the end of the year. Don't have to wait to the end of the year. But I'm not getting involved in that. That's a sugya later on. At this point, it's a gap. And the Gemara asks over there, Vavina Baba Necha Shema Pius, how can we use this get? Maybe during that year, he spent time with her. How do we know? Maybe to get Yashin. We're not supposed to use a get Yashin. V'yamar Rabba Bar Avuna. And Rabba Bar Avuna said, Hochi Amar Abba Mori Mishmei de Rav. This is what my father and my master said in the name of Rav. Ba'omer Nemenes Olai Loi Mishloi Basi. This only works if he says that I mean like this, Lech Hashem Apayas, right? Lech Hashem Apayas is he's going to come and say, we wouldn't be afraid Shem Apayas, but what we're afraid of, he's going to come and say, I lived with her in between to make to get a problem. We're afraid he's going to come and say a year later that the get was invalid because he had a relationship with her during the time. So what happened in this case is, he said to Bezin, she will be believed to say whether I came back or not. I give up my right to claim to her. I am giving up my right. If I come and claim I live with her and she says, no, you didn't, she's believed. And that's why the get works. Because he'll never be able to come and say, I lived with her, because he gave up his right to that taina. And since he gave up his right to the taina, we're not going to taina. He's dead. He's for sure not going to taina. But since he gave up his right to taina that, we're not going to represent him and say maybe. Because even if he said it, we wouldn't believe him. That's what the Gemara said there. That means we see from that Gemara that whenever the husband can come and say, I live with her, we say, don't give the get. Maybe he lived with her. So over here in the 30-day case, where he didn't say Nemenes Olai, so why aren't we afraid that he lived with her? Again, all we're bringing that Gemara in is to show that we have a concern that whenever it gets given to kick in at a later date, we're afraid that since the husband can come and say that get wasn't good, we tied it and the get might not be good. Right? The only reason we can't do it over there is because he gave up his right. But over here, he didn't give up his right. So how can the guy give the get after 30 days? That was the kasha. Ichsef. Rabbi got embarrassed. He made a mistake. Enochinami. The get can't be given. L'soif igloi milsa darusa havi. Then we found out that she had never been consummated the marriage. The relationship was an arusa. And by an arusa, there's no fear of Shema Pius. They don't have that relationship. But a guy's married to a woman and had intimate relationships with her, and then he shows up and he said, I had an intimate relationship with her, is one thing. But if a guy is not married to her yet, just an arusa, we're not afraid that they're going to have their first intimate relationship after he wrote the get. It doesn't happen. Amar Rav, Amar ben Asua Yemru Barusa, and therefore, I was right. Meaning, the get's a good get, and you can give it to her after 30 days. So even though Rav backed off, he ended up being right for a different reason. Zuck Trashy. Sorry? No, the problem is that it's mighty laws on the kid. It's a get yashon. The kid might be conceived, and then later on people will say he was born out of wedlock. Again, there's no problem with Mamzeris, but the bottom line is, if a kid's conceived with this relationship and the get kicks in retroactively, that means the kid might have been conceived after wedlock. And we don't want that. We don't want that. Rashi. The Lechash, Shema Bol, Shlich Shlenit Lagerish Lepotech Shlenshim, Lechash Shema Bol Ba'at Lepotech Shlenshim, V'nisiach Anima, U'paisa, U'bol, V'abi Get Yashan. And it's a get yashan. Lech Hashem Apayas v'tachyut beis chaydish yeshos har belovay. Zok Rashi. So why isn't every get b'mdinas hayam a problem of Hashem Apayas? Zok Rashi v'ein zed day b'lishaleach get b'mdinas hayam v'ein akavei azman l'shaysa b'yaday. There's no time. The hasam lekel l'mech Hashem Apayas. Right? If he sends the get from New York to China, he didn't say don't give it to her for a year. Right? So m'meila, he has no idea when it was given. As soon as the shliach gets there, he'll give it. So I'm Abraham, I'm Baal Shliach Kadmeini. The husband's not going to go to China and have a relationship with her. He's going to say to himself, by the time I get there, it'll be over. Because there's no time. The member of Rabbi Oshli required to get the other. Okay, now she's mistaken. But if he says, you have X amount of time, do not give it to her. During that X amount of time, he's sure she's not getting, didn't get to get yet. Hachi Gassina Vamarabba. But I remember if they pass and Bishar Shemaishu the Shliach. Harian the menace of like him may aid them loyalam. She will always be believed. In the hour of Lamer, if I will claim, get Yashinu. Harani Mamino Lamer Shlebasimitechasman Aslam. She will have belief more than me. He basically gave up the right to that claim. The Kiva the Mark Mikarahemna, Sulam Hemilara. And the coach can not like Lara. If he can't claim it, we're not going to step in and claim it for him. Alma time at Amrahaki. I'm a hydro Amrahaki Lakers. Here he didn't say it. If Amr bin Asuish Khabiba Olaf had a loving relationship with Maxul the Faisa, it makes sense that he would try to make up with her. Whereas Ben Arusa, they never reached that stage, and therefore we have nothing to be afraid of. Something my right. Amr Rava. Havadai Kabibayla. However, the following is a Shaila. Ki Mashvi Bezin Shliach Bafanov or Shalai Bafanov? When does Beza make a shliach? Befanav or shalai befanav? Meaning, does the first shliach have to be there when Beza appoints the second shliach? Does the first shliach have to hear befanav nechtam? Or, it's Beza's job to hear befanav nechtam, and whether the shliach is there or not, is immaterial, he's going to say shliach Beza on the anyway. Does the second shliach have to be there when the first shliach tells Bezin? Does the first shliach have to be there when this Bezin appoints the second shliach?
Who has to hear them putting up?
That's the question. Just Bezin, or even the second shliach? Exactly.
One of means in the face of
the second shliach. I'm sorry. Face of the first shliach. When Bezin appoints Shliach number two, does Shliach number one have to be there? Which means he hears Befanav nechtam. Reuven is Shliach number one. He comes into Bezin. He says, I have to go. So Bezin says, wait a minute. They call in Shimon and they say, Reuven, tell us Befanav nechtam. Or can Bezin say to him, say Befanav nechtam, we'll get somebody tomorrow. I don't understand what's bothering you.
Question is funny because it sounds like he's saying Befanav nechtam, and then you say, okay, wait around until the shliach comes.
No, that's not the case. No, the question is, does Bezin have to have it in front of him, which means he won't say Befanav nechtam until then.
Okay, everybody's in Bezin now. He says Befanav nechtam.
He doesn't say it. Bezin says, let's get the second shliach here before you say it.
Okay, so everybody's here now. The second shliach's here. He says, Befanav nechtam, then runs out of the room. Then they say, okay, now you become the shliach. That's what it means, Befanav. What is Befanav?
Again, I lost you.
What are they doing?
They're calling in the second shliach, and they say, you're going to continue for him. And he says, Befanav nechtam, and then he leaves. And the second shliach is already a shliach and continues on. And he was appointed in front of the first shliach, and he heard the Befanav nechtam. Or do we say, it's not his business to hear anything, Bezin hears the Befanav nechtam, and then they can appoint the second shliach without the first shliach being here.
He's not appointing the shliach.
Correct. The question is, does that shliach have to hear the words Befanav nechtam? He's going to say, B'shliach Bezin Ani. Question is, does he have to have heard Befanav nechtam? I mean, why should he have to hear it? I guess that would be because the Baal Chazal made a takana Befanav nechtam. So even though the second shliach can't say it, but at least he should be party to have heard it.
They have a Beis Din that can say over them that they heard it. So they're a Beis
Din. Again, in the takana of Chazal, was that adequate or not? You're right. But that's the question. How did they make the takana? He matched the bezel shliach before of a shloi before of Rashi. He matched the bezel shliach. Me boy before of the shliach. Come up. I fill the shloi before of. So the Gemara had the pashta. Then can I just finish the next line? Had the pashta. Then Rava decided bein before of shloi before of bein shloi before of like Corey. So come itam. Then they sent from Eretz Yisrael. They seconded what Rava said. Bein before of bein shloi before of. Yes.
Earlier, where
Shlach makes
another
Shlach.
He's gone from the
Nepal,
he's halfway there,
and
gets
there. And it was not a problem for him
to make another. Yeah, it's a Shlach or Chutz Laretz.
In Chutz Laretz.
And the other case was not in
Chutz Laretz. I'm asking you, where you're asking the Shaila. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam, there's no need. Without Bethan hearing Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. How's the second Shliach going to say Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam? He wasn't there. Again, there's two problems here. Is it that kind of call before a nechtam, before a nechtam?
The answer is he doesn't have to
do it. Yeah, he just makes it in front of Bezin, tells Bezin before a nechtam, and then Bezin is the boss. Now, there is a Shaila, once you brought it up. In Eretz Yisrael, when the first Shliach appoints the second Shliach, do there have to be Edom? Because it's a Zavish of Erva. Giving the get is a Tavish of Erva, is appointing the second Shliach to Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, there's no need for that. He has the get, and he's not doing anything at this point. He's just a delivery boy. Others say there has to be Edom. It's a side Machlokes. But it's nothing to do with what happened, nothing to do with this Gemara.
That's what I was thinking when the Baal said the guy, the Shliach, don't deliver it for another 30 days or for another year. Do you always have Edom there?
At the delivery, yes.
No, does he have Edom when he makes the Shliach?
That's a Shiloh.
It's in a
we didn't have it yet. Six Barak.
It sounds from this, like, it's not a matter of the second Shliach listening to the words of the funny Nechtav. It's the idea of the first Shliach waiting to see that they did the Messiah in front of him. They did this process. Do they have to do it in front of him? Hikavin comes out 10 minutes later.
I explained it this way because I thought it before I should explain it. I don't remember who explained it this way. That's the Gemara Vayitra. Ahudu Amar Ilo Yassina Plasin Yayman Lehev Gita. Okay, now, to introduce this next piece of Gemara, we really have to review a Gemara we had in Masechtas Ksubas. There's a Machloikas two Lishainas in the Gemara there, whether Yesh Ein is Begitten or Ein Ein is Begitten. Let me explain. Really, logically speaking, if a guy makes a halacha in get, a condition, and then an einus happened to keep to prevent the keeping of the condition, it should be a get. It shouldn't be a get. Because everybody understands that with an einus, what do you want? Here's an einus. He didn't think that this was going to happen. Right? He is planning to give, he said, on the condition that this happens, that I will do this. Then an accident happened. Something happened. Prevented him from doing it. We have our halacha that einus rachmana patre, meaning einus is not responsible. So that should be the halacha. According to one lashon in Masechtas Ksubos, the Rabbanan came along and they said, by get, einus is not a claim. And the reason for that is, because the Gemara says, tznuas and pruchais. The tznuas would never get married because they would say, maybe something happened to the guy. How do we know what happened? He didn't keep his condition. Maybe it was an einus. So we're not divorced. The pruchais, even when something happened, would say, nah, nothing happened, and they would go get married. So therefore, the Chazal came along and said, einus doesn't work, which means the get is a get. And their power to do it was, they removed the kedushin. They were maskiya kedushin. They have a right. That is one lashon of the Gemara. So one lashon, the Gemara says, that even though biblically speaking, oinus is a valid taina, but the Rabbanim went and removed it, and they said anybody has an oinus, they get it again anyway, and the reason it works is because we removed the kedusha. That is one lashon in the Masechta Sotah. The second lashon of Masechta Sotah says, no, they never made such a thing. Oinus is a valid taina. Now, we're going to learn a case, and we're going to have to deal with it according to one lashon and according to the second lashon. Does
the Gemara
write
that? The whole thing of chola, then, do you need chola or don't need chola? Does that have anything to do with this?
No. That wasn't a conditional. That's the delivery of the get. We're talking about a condition in the get. The guy said, you'll be divorced if I don't show up in a year. And then he didn't show up because he got sick. Is that called not keeping his condition? Or is that called he's an itis? What do you want? Here it's no condition. He just told the guy to deliver to get. And the guy got sick, so he appointed somebody else. No condition in the get. We're talking about conditions of a get.
And that's more reason to say,
again, you're mixing borscht and potatoes. I don't know what you're mixing here. What in the world does condition of Tanai have to do with shlichus?
Did we have first floor, second floor?
That's because he told the shliach, you're not a shliach for that. That was in the shlichus. It was not a condition. I'm making you a shliach to do it here. You're not a shliach anywhere else. We're talking about conditions with the lady. Nothing to do with the shliach. Zog the Gemara. Hahuda Amar Eloi Asina Atlas in Yayim Levigita. Guy gave a get to his wife, and he said, I don't want it to kick in today. I'm leaving town. If I don't show up in 30 days, it's a get. That was the condition, he said. Gave it to her, said, it'll be kick in 30 days if I don't show up. I'm sorry? Whatever his intention was. Again, that was what he said.
Me'akshav?
No. No. Not me'akshav. Asa paske mabra. He came, he was on the other side of the river, and the drawbridge, or the boat, whatever you want to learn mabra is, I don't know what he learns over there. What?
Crossing, the river crossing was blocked.
River crossing was blocked. He couldn't get across the river. He's across the river. He wants to come home. He wants the get shouldn't work, but he can't get there. Amar, he screamed, Chazuda Asoy, I'm here. Chazuda Asoy, I'm here. Is it a get or is it not a get? Amar Shmuel, Loishmei Masya, he didn't come. Now, I deny this. It wasn't his fault. The drawbridge was stopped. So going to one man, the Amar Masechta Ksubas, it's because we don't care. By Gittin, we say, Einus is not a claim. And therefore, Rabbanan say, sorry, your get is a good get, which means we remove your Kedush. Because there ain't Einus for Gittin. Rabbanan made a takana that Einus will never be a claim by Gittin. And this guy's claiming Einus. It's a great claim. Rabbanan took it away. That's one shot. The other shot holds, yes, Einus for Gittin. So what do they do with this case? They say there are certain einsen that you don't think of. And there are certain einsen that are frequent. The drawbridge being blocked is a frequent einus. You should have spoken that out. You don't have to think of things that are not frequent. But things that happen all the time, you should have said, unless this happens. And therefore, by not saying that, you give up that claim. Even though it's an einus. It's like saying, you live in Los Angeles, I'll be there at 4:30, and then you got stuck in a traffic jam. In Los Angeles, if you don't get stuck in a traffic jam, it's a chiddush. You can't say, I was an itis, I got stuck in a traffic jam. You should have said, unless I'm stuck in a traffic jam. You don't think of things that are not frequent. This is called an Einas Dishchiach. This happened so many times that this one he should have spoken out. That's the other pshat in the Gemara. So there's two pshatim in the Gemara, Masechtas Ksuvos. One is that it's a valid Einas, but we don't accept it because Ein Einas Begitin. And one is that it's not a valid claim because it's something that happens frequently enough that he should have spoken out unless that happens. I have no idea. I never flew JetBlue, so I can't tell you. Spirit, right? By Spirit Airlines. You know what I mean? Then you can say that, you know, I choose the Shlicha. Rashi. He couldn't find, get across. Rashi goes with one shot there. He cannot say I'm an Einus. That's one shot. And even if you want to go with the second shot in the Ksubas, that there is an Einus Begitten, Hakim the Bishmaitza Kamaitza the Ksubas, this is something that happens enough frequently, he should have mentioned it. It's not a good enough Einus. It happens too frequent. Yes, it's an Einus. But come on, you knew this was a good chance to happen. You should have said, unless there's a problem getting across the river. You didn't say that. You gave up that claim.
That's the children of the Rakia.
They're born out of wedlock. Interesting, Shiloh. The Rakia Kedusha, does he have to pay the Tzibah? Not sure. I would assume not, but I don't know. Nothing. It's a pogrom. Not something, you know.
He's still inherits from the father.
Yeah, he's a son. He's not a mamzer. Pashtus, yes. Absolutely. Yes. We'll stop here. We'll continue Rosh Hashanah Monday morning. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.